This past week, the Tucson District Office of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords opened just 2 days after last Saturday's shootings. Staffers there are handling a flood of cards, flowers, and phone calls, while also tending to the constituents of Arizona's 8th District. C.J. Karamajan is the communications director for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and he's on the phone. Thanks for taking our call. I know this is a difficult time for you and your staff.
Thank you, Leanne.
You opened the office on Monday, right after the shooting. Why so soon?
Because that's what Congresswoman Giffords would want us to do. She would want us to continue doing the job that she's asked us to do, represent the people of southeastern Arizona and serve them. Mm-hmm. There's another important reason, Leanne, and that is that we're sending a message. No matter what horrific act of violence might befall us, we're not going to be deterred from doing the job of our government. Mm-hmm. And it's really that simple.
I know you and your staff are mourning the loss of Gabe Zimmerman, who was the director of community outreach, one of the six people to die in the shootings. I know how hard that must be for you as his colleague, but is his loss affecting the work being done in your office?
We are grieving. We are grieving for a trusted colleague, a friend, a buddy, in my case, someone that I used to work out with and talk about history and politics with. Mm-hmm. Gabe's death is going to leave a gaping hole in our office and in our hearts. There's no question about that. But Gabe, too, would want us to persevere.
Let me ask you just some questions about procedure, if you don't mind. While Congresswoman Giffords is in recovery, how will she be able to vote on legislation? Can she vote by proxy?
I don't know. I think it is still so soon after the tragedy that we are just beginning to look into this and what it entails.
Yeah, and I bet you're also looking into her committee work as well.
Yes, the Congresswoman was very active on Capitol Hill. She's a member of three committees, Armed Services, Foreign Affairs, and Science and Technology. And right now we are just beginning to explore what the implications will be.
Two other staffers, Pam Simon and Ron Barber, were wounded in the incident. And Pam Simon returned to work this past week. How's she doing?
Actually, she didn't return to work. She did pop into the office. Pam was released from the hospital on Thursday afternoon, and on Friday afternoon she came by because she wanted to see us all and visit the impromptu memorial that has been set up outside of our office. Leanne, it's an amazing scene. Right underneath the sign that says U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, we have essentially a makeshift shrine with the candles burning and the flowers and teddy bears. It's really quite a sight to see. And I think it is a great expression of support on the part of our community.
C.J. Karamajan is the communications director for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and we reached him in Congresswoman Giffords' Tucson office. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Leanne.
Doctors reported yesterday that Congresswoman Giffords no longer has a ventilator to help her breathe, though she remains in critical condition. You're listening to NPR News.